Testing, mic check, 1, 2. So this segment, I want to talk about relationships. It's a piece of the pie in the circle of life. Now, just to clarify with relationships, that is a bond, a connection with two different people. However, there's also the one with the relationship with yourself. So I want to discuss my relationship with others recently. So I've been getting a demand of people, specific individuals, wanting to see me more often, more frequently. And I know I have to ask them, what is it that I do? What is it that I possess that makes them want to see me more? That way I get a better understanding of what they see in me. With that being said, I've also noticed how there are neighbors that don't engage with each other often or much. I do live in a unique environment because the community that I live in is actually a vacation rental. So a lot of times we get people that are tourists staying for like a week or two. I bring this up because I recently met a neighbor. She lives in a cul-de-sac and a few houses away from me. And she was mentioning to me like she's lived here all her life. And I'm like the first neighbor that came up to her to say hello and spoke to her. So it was very confusing, but that only tells me an advantage that I'm already doing that others are not. Now, again, this is not to brag. This is just me appreciating and presenting a quality or characteristic that that makes me stand out, basically. If you guys are looking to improve your relationships, I mean, one way is to always introduce yourself and just share something about yourself. I recently did this so there was 3 girls and a tennis court, and one of whom was named Tracy, and I was speaking to her for the most part. And, you know, she was taking a break, sitting there, and we must have been talking for like 15 minutes. Something that I'm very appreciative of being in Florida is that the people here, there's a higher percentage of people that are willing to engage in a conversation. Whereas in New York, most people have this mentality of, who are you? Why are you saying hello to me? Why are you nice? What the fuck do you want? No, thank you. So, another reason why I needed to leave New York, because I'm like, why can't we have a friendly engagement, friendly conversation? These are questions that I always ask myself. But, yeah. These are some things that I am sharing, seeing maybe if for you to look, for you to do differently, or maybe to open your mind in order to meet more people. And I mean, it is my second year here in Florida, and it's like I've been getting more and more people recognizing me, or even think I am someone else to them. Just also because my face is recognizable. Another reason that I'm bringing up relationships is because, so in New York, what I recognized quite frequently was like there, you can meet so many people, but there's a constant turnover rate, meaning you might not see that person until like 2-3 months and maybe say the same location because there's just so many people going in and out, say in a specific location, or so quickly, so frequently, and one can be busy with their own stuff. So sometimes it can be lack of time. Here, on the other hand, what I have uniquely and interestingly come across is just distance. I've met people that want to see, that I could see more often. It's just distance. So the distance creates more time for me to have to keep myself available. Like, these people are living an hour and a half away from me. So that's a factor that I've been faced with, and but it's different, it's unique. You know, at least I get to enjoy the weather. It gives me more reason and space and freedom here. So that's something that I'm going through these days, trying to find people that live conveniently closer to me. Now, I mean, I will admit that I speak for other people that are, for example, loners, lone wolves, or maybe suffering from loneliness. And I say that because loneliness can add into depression. Because when we become lonely, we might be more into our mind, and then that can create like a negative talk in our mind as to why one is more by themselves. What is it that makes these people not want to see, say, for example, I? And so there can be a negative soundtrack going on. And sometimes that soundtrack can be from things from our past, things that we may believe to be characteristics of us because of what others said about us when we were kids. So, for example, it can be something like, oh, he's weird, or he's dumb. And then that mindset or that belief can amplify to fast forward today. So it's important that we have a healthy relationship with ourselves. And that's a unique one that I'm gonna just glance at a little bit. So, relationship with ourselves. What the fuck is Chris talking about? I mean, like, what do you think of yourself? How do you feel about yourself? And what you do for yourself. So, and a lot of that can be healthy, unhealthy. So, for example, I can already share one unhealthy thing that I've done. Particularly, which was eat some sweets recently, like, you know, past few days. So why would that be unhealthy? Because that would be giving myself permission to eat something that I'm not supposed to, because it can lead to a downward spiral, because sugar would be something that I could get addicted to. So that's an example of something that would be unhealthy. Something that would be healthy is training myself to eat something that's that's still sweet, but natural. Like, for example, bananas. Because bananas has tryptophan. Tryptophan is a precursor to serotonin. But anywho, I don't know if some of y'all care about this. Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know if some of y'all care about this health mumbo jumbo. But I do, but I'm guessing those that are listening do care, which is important, because, hey, if we can be at our most efficient, proficient self, then we can do a lot of damage. And I'm talking about good damage, making a real impact on ourselves and influencing the lives of others in a positive way. So one time I spoke to this guy. He was a passenger of mine. goes by the name of Steven. And my age, 29. And he was bringing up some his perspective, a little bit of afraid of becoming soon 30 and responsibilities, and just felt like he was getting old. And then I came with another perspective, because I was familiar with this perspective. I was familiar with this from a high school friend that I met. She was scared, and then also we were reminding ourselves, no, this is for the 20-year-olds. Close. Let's say the other 29-year-olds that could be listening. 30. We're going to be approaching 30. 30 should be the time where we reach our prime. Should be the time where the best times of our lives, because that's where we're wiser, where we learn from our mistakes and learn what not to do anymore and what to do that will better serve our life. So, of course, I can only speak for myself because I went through my own trials and tribulations. And with that, why? Because our 20s is a transition from our childhood to our adulthood. And there's many factors that would contradict, counteract, and sabotage those results. Some of those could be things that were left unresolved from our childhood. Some of them things can be stuff unresolved from our DNA, from generations. Say, for example, in my scenario, I grew up without a father, so I was struggling to find mentorship and finding trustworthy individuals so I can have a concrete network of people that can uplift me. Now, the thing about New York, I mean, New York's great for others. For me, not so much. I mean, there are people that are unique, important in my life. But when I talk about New York, I talk about the environment. The environment of concrete jungle, overpopulation, constant mindset of money making. Money, 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 money. I need money to pay for this. I need money to pay for that. I need money to do this. It's that that I talk about more, less about the people. It's because it ends up being just an adaptation to the environment that creates us to behave this way in order to survive. And that wasn't healthy for me. Shit, I kind of forgot why I brought that up. But now here in Florida, I'm able to be more calm, be able to think constructively instead of thinking immediately, quickly, which would create people to be neurotic, which is also a reason why there's an increased awareness of people dealing with mental illness. So it may sound like I'm going through like a sporadic outbranching topics, but they're all linked. They're all linked and connected to our health. Doing a podcast by oneself is not easy, but because I feel like my mind is scattered right now with all these topics. But I would say to this, for one's relationship with themselves, if you feel it is important for you to leave the area that you're at and to go somewhere else, say, even if it's for travel or to move for good, do it. Go for it. Why? Because it is something that you want. It's something that's deep inside of you asking you to do it. And you have to go with that voice. That is your instincts. That is your like emotional intelligence speaking to you. because we have been trained and programmed to think or to use our mind all the time, or the ideas of other people, the opinions of other people. But there's another voice. Is the voice in your gut to listen to. And sometimes it might be hard to listen to that gut if you're eating crap food like sugars. And I know that, because that sugar will have a different voice. That sugar will guide you to eat foods that you shouldn't be eating. It can be telling you, like, go get the cookies in the closet, Chris. That's like an example of a voice that I hear sometimes, that I was hearing when my cousin came with his friends, because they just had food in the house that I shouldn't be around. Luckily, I am not indulging like I used to, so it's not like a magnified bad version of it, but it's also not perfect. So what do I mean by it's also not perfect? So meaning, like, it takes work to get to a level that one wants to get. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be perfect. There's going to be a constant battle of the old habits with the new habits. And the only thing you can hope to achieve is progression, and seek to achieve progression, because there is not going to be no perfect. There's going to be a time, well, say you do perfect, and then that, because it was so perfect, you fall down, you collapse, you kneel, you succumb to whatever other urges. That's why it's hard to be number one for so long. Eventually, what goes up must come down. It's just called balance. It's like with people who study the markets. Not always gonna fucking rise up. Sometimes it's gonna go down. That's the uniqueness. That's the perfection of imperfection. So no, don't strive for perfection. Practice doesn't make perfect, but practice does make progress. But hey, I mean, everyone can think of their own thoughts. I'm just saying, there is no such thing as perfect. You can't always be 100%. You can be 100%. Say you are 100%. But you're going to lack in something else, because you're putting all your time and focus in one thing. But there's other things that need their time and attention on. Like, for example, there's going to be people out there focusing all their time on just trying to make money. What about their friends? They're going to have a lack of relationships, a lack of support. And that's also why sometimes people, they get selfish in a way where they're no longer wanted by others, because all they think about is money. All they seek to have is money. And then when that person gets money, it ends up only attracting people who want money. Now, do you want to be attracted by people who only want you for your money? I know I don't. So that's why I try my best to do a balance of both. An example of that is making sure that you play and work, or play while you work, or work with your play, and vice versa. But hey, man, I am not perfect. I'm not trying to tell you that my life is every way and shape that I carved out to be. But I will say this. It's definitely better than how it was in New York. Because I'm walking out here in this quiet neighborhood talking to you guys. If I was in New York, I'd be distracted all over, watching my back, trying to see who else would be listening and negatively critiquing. Why? Because their life is shit, and the only way that that person feels better is by talking down on someone to make them feel above, say, me. That's a negative mindset. That's a negative thing to do.